Shalom v'racha, we're continuing our hadracha from Moshe Rabbeinu to appreciate what life is all about and how to take advantage of it. And we learned that before he created mankind, he created the concept of tshuva, because that's what life is all about, bringing ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If things are going well, even in our ruchnias, we can get even closer to Hashem. And if things are going hard, whether it's beruchnias or gashmias, toshav enosh adako, person's going through very hard times, even so, the tachlis of everything is for us to show Hashem, we're with Him. And sometimes in the hardest times, we could get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the only thing that lasts forever. And the Keshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzri, eternal. But this world, a 1,000 years, a person will live 1,000 years, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a day that passed. It's nothing. A little fraction of the night. Person sometimes has a yetzer, oh, I'm going to live a long life. It's nothing in respect to the life that we're going to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the tachlis of everything, the goal of life is to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that we're eternally connected with Him. And in Mela we have that eternal good. Life in this world, like we said, if it's even 1,000 years, and we don't take advantage of it, so we had 1,000 years, and then we have nothing. And we have even a short life, however long it is, the time that Hashem gives us, we take advantage of it, then Elif Shanim is nothing, because we are eternal. Zirantim Sheinu Yiyu, Barbokya Techotzu Yachloiv. Also, time flows by, it's like a sleep. You go to sleep, and suddenly you get up, and it's over. In the morning, you see things. Also, it's like a chotzu yachlof, like some straw that's put out in the sun. It dries away, dries out very quickly, and just it's blown away. That's what time is. It's constantly moving, and it's up to us to realize that we have that period of time in this world. If we take advantage of it, we transform the short time that we're in this world. Whether it's 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, it's extremely short to eternity. In the morning, something sprouts forth. V'cholof. V'cholof means it ends, but it also means it continues. And one of the Midrashim say that over here it's talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we get up in the morning and we sprout forward. We realize we have another opportunity to take advantage of this day, everything that we do. From the second we open up our eyes and we say, Moida Ani, oh, we're transforming the act of waking up to an act of Avodas Hashem. And then we wash our hands and also going to the bathroom saying, Asher Yotza, transferring physical things into also ways of recognizing the Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have my Neshama back. I'm preparing my hands to be used for Avodas Hashem. I appreciate the fact that my body is working. Whatever degree it's working, it's so much to appreciate. That's the sprouting forth of Klal Yisrael. Erev Yimoyel V'Yovesh, according to this Chazal, says for the Rishoyim, then no matter what they do in the course of the day, at the end of the day, they just dry out. There's nothing left of it. So that's the message we're getting from Moshe Rabbeinu today. Take advantage of life. Appreciate. And no matter how long your life is, if it's not taken advantage of, it's nothing. It's a speck in respect to eternity. But it's in our hands. If we get up properly and yotzis, we sprout forward and realize I have another day of potential to be Ovid Hashem, Mekabel, everything be'ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thank Hashem for what I have and mispel for what I need, then Elech and I will have a wonderful life in this world and even more wonderful for eternity. They say about Be'er Leibowitz, the great Rosh Yeshiva, before World War II, he spent over a year in America fundraising. And when he came back, he told his Talmidim, they have a wonderful statement in America. They asked him, what is it? He said, America, they have something that they say, time is money. They were all shocked. The Holy Rebbe didn't know what a money looked like. Goes to America and he comes back saying, time is money. So he said, I'll explain to you. In America, the most valuable thing in life, what people are running after day and night, is to make more money. And they realize that time is worth the most valuable thing in life. We have to take that for ourselves. Time is Avodas Hashem, time is Tefillah, time is Torah, time is Chesed, time is Mitzvahs, time is Emunah, Bitochen. That's what time is. time that we have in this world is given to us. Ish Elikim. Ish, we're now in the physical world. But if we realize that our goal is to connect to Elikim, that's the second half of ourselves, then we'll take advantage of this short life in this world and pizeichet to eternal good in the world to come. And even in this world, it will be a wonderful thing to constantly appreciating the gift that Hashem has given to Klal Yisrael, the gift of Torah, the gift of mitzvahs, and the gift of life. We'll use it properly and see Yeshua's for us and all Klal Yisrael.